Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and I have not been drinking. My honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. That's not true. I've been drinking lots of coffee. I have a monologue, but before I get into the monologue, I thought, well, I walk in here, and I haven't been looking at what day it is, and I'm looking at the, by the way, today is 2,125th show for CSC Talk Radio. And I noticed that it's on my, I look at my commercial log every day, and it's the 21st, which is summer, right? It's summer, the first day of summer. It is so dark outside because we've got a storm coming. There's a storm coming. But it is National Peaches and Cream Day, National Day of the Gong, Go Skateboarding Day. I don't think my husband's going to let me do that one. National Daylight Appreciation Day, National Selfie Day. So everybody out there needs to take a selfie and send it to somebody today. National Arizona Day, all those who are listening in Arizona, happy Arizona Day. National Take Back the Lunch Break Day, which is always the third Friday in June. National Seashell Day, the first day of summer. And national, it says, summer begins, it's the longest day of the year, and take your dog to work day. I don't know why you would take a dog to work, but some people do take their dogs to work. So, happy day of summer. Happy first day of summer. Getting on with the show, I was reading all these articles, and I was reading one in particular. I got to fish it out here real quick. And I titled this, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. And then another article came in, and pirates, arrrr. So that's the title of today's show, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, and Pirates, arrrr. Have you noticed in the news, in the crazy news, that the illegals are legal and the legals are the villains? The non-citizens that are coming across the borders or overstaying their visas, they're the legal people, and you are the, I guess we could say, villains or deplorables, you know, irredeemables. When the left wants something, they begin to meticulously work to legislate and make that which is illegal, legal. Now, we've said this before, that's what permits and licenses and things are all about, right? But according to whatever fits their agenda, that's where they go with their legislation or their talk. It's whatever fits their narrative. You don't have to be a genius, I know that for sure, to realize that when thousands and thousands of people cross your borders without permission, it will cost your country. It will cause your country great strife. It will cost your country economically. Health-wise, there will be health issues. We are seeing that break out. Infrastructure, jobs, housing, food, everything. It affects everything. You cannot have an invasion of thousands and thousands of people and not have it affect your life, your community. But the gypsies, tramps, and thieves in Congress and other high places, those sanctuary cities and states, will put the illegals' so-called rights above your own. Above your own. From the First Amendment to the Second Amendment and all the craziness in between, Americans are getting the shaft. The elite, their first fine, those born with a silver spoon in their mouths, like Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Bloomberg, Cuomo, Pelosi, and more. And many of just have since. They maybe not have been born that way, but since they've become gypsies, tramps, and thieves in Congress, they are millionaires. And they want to push you aside and rescue all the illegal aliens. They don't want to call them that. They want to call them migrants, but they're not migrants. Trust me. Their narrative is not about compassion. It's about control. Control of you. Oh, yes. And if you happen to be an illegal in the country, they're going to control you as well. Was it a victory in the Supreme Court this week? A 64-year-old gentleman in New York, a legal American citizen, he had to defend himself, and now he needs defending. The gypsies, tramps, and thieves continue to ignore your rights and accentuate their narrative. Those with their radical ideas and agendas will continue to pillage your rights, pillage your life, making you out to look like the bad guy because you don't cave to their extortionist ways. They are no different than the pirates. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves and pirates. Arr. The reason I came up with the title Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves is an article that I was reading out of the Daily Caller. And I'm not going to read it to you, but I'm going to explain to you what, I don't know if I can even understand it. But it's blunders by the Democrats and the Capitol Police enabled what prosecutors call the largest data theft in Senate history. Now, we've heard this story before, but this particular story, this writer has gone into quite a bit of detail about a Democratic aide who took it upon himself to hack in to a senator's computer and information and make it public. Now, we remember them doing this, and this happened because they were enraged over the Kavanaugh hearing. They couldn't have somebody like him on the Supreme Court. So they started attacking Republican senators, and one in particular. Now, you probably remember they hacked this information, and then they made it public. Home addresses, home information, private information, and they made it public. They stole, and they extorted. But it didn't just stop there. The Capitol Police, they blundered it all up and they messed it all up. And Democratic Congresswomen were involved in this. Not only were they involved, there was an aide and then there was somebody else who got hired and that somebody else that got hired. Then somebody else hired this guy that had a felon and it just went on and on and on. And who was involved? Several women. It was, Feinstein. And Sheila Jackson, Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson, and Feinstein, and there was another female involved. All of them okay with what was going on. They ignored what had happened. It's crazy. They stole, they hacked, and then they're upset with the president because they think he colluded with Russia. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. And I mean tramps and thieves. They will do anything to have their way. And then I have an article here from Power of the Future about some pirating that's been going on. And Daniel should be calling in. We'll talk to him about the pirates. Arr. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is open mic. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code Bethann.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code Bethann to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to Daniel Turner. Daniel, I don't know if you've been able to listen to the show, but I have titled it Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, and Pirates. Arr. How you doing, Daniel?
How are you, Beth Ann? Great to be with you, as always.
I'm doing good. You just don't know what to do with me sometimes.
That's why we love this show. It's always spontaneous and fun.
Yeah, we're that for sure. What's going on? I was reading your article. That's what brought up the pirates. I was reading your article of Extreme Eco Group tries to stop oil rig by acting like pirates.
Which is just hysterical. You know, I mean, that happened in the UK, so it's nice to know that the American protesters haven't become as creative as the British ones who dressed up as pirates to stop offshore drilling. But our protesters are just as lunatic, maybe just not as funny.
Well, I don't find them very funny, but, you know, the pirate thing was pretty comical. They are arresting them. They're not getting away with it. But they even have their own ship. I thought that was, you know... This is Greenpeace.
It's a sailboat. It doesn't use any fossil fuels, and then they would be consistent with their messages.
But it's not, is it? It's a naval ship.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Oh, my gosh. Did they name it the Black Pearl?
That would have been a good name for it, yeah.
It would have been, you know. You should have a sailboat. What's really going on?
I was hoping to talk about with you and your great listeners is the president's rule to reverse a lot of the Obama Clean Power Plan And really what he's doing is he's giving power back to the states. And the very first op-ed I wrote for Fox News 2 years ago was about this. It was about returning the power of the EPA to the states. Again, breaking with this false notion that we don't want a clean environment. Of course we do. Government to make sure that we have clean air and clean water. But the states are much better enforcers of that than the federal government. And that's what this plan is, especially when it comes to regulating the coal industry. So, of course, the environmental left is apoplectic because they love big, strong, centralized government. But for the coal industry and for just people who love liberty and states' rights, this is a really important victory.
That is awesome. You know, I was, as you were telling that story, I was thinking of a comment that Nancy Pelosi made earlier this week about pro-life people don't like people because they hate clean air and clean water. And I think, where are you getting that?
Yeah. Where did they say these nonsense and hyperbolic things all the time. And words do have meanings, right? And you get tired of hearing just nonsense like that nonsense that AOC says about the world ending. And but this is a great victory.
Concentration camps, you know, on the border.
Oh, exactly. You know, and then she doubled and tripled down on that. It is amazing how she is incapable of making an error and just saying, okay, well, I spoke out of turn. Nope. And then everyone rushes to her defense. Must be nice to be a Democrat, because you do have a whole built-in. I wonder if it's like the bat phone where an alarm goes off and everyone rushes to your defense. It's like, journalists, be on alert. AOC. AOC, yeah, exactly.
AOC's in trouble again.
See, exactly. Everyone man the positions and come to her aid. But this is a great victory for people who do care about the environment, because you will have much better stewardship of the environment at the localist level possible. What we don't need is a guy in D.C. determining what is best for Central Missouri. Central Missouri should decide what is best for Central Missouri, and your governor should have the autonomy of determining what his environmental standards should be for the coal industry or any industry. What you don't need is a big D.C. central bureaucracy with people who are not from that area, quite frankly, don't care about that area, but somehow have the authority to determine the legislation in that area or the regulation. So this is a really good victory for the industry and for states' rights.
That's good. You know, there are some states that have governors that aren't going along with this, and are, in fact, are fighting it tooth and toenail. And, you know, when it's on the local level, then it's up to the locals. If you want to get rid of that governor or that mayor or whoever it is that's doing that in your state, then get rid of them instead of fighting D.C.
Exactly. You know, and this is return to the United States of America. It is not a central government. It is not a democracy. It's a republic, and the states do have autonomy. And I always find interesting, and maybe this is a game we can play with your wonderful Constitution board game, but if you really do love direct democracy, the best place you have direct democracy is at the state level. You don't have an electoral college to elect your governor. You don't have an electoral college for your legislators. You have a lot more referendums at the state level. So if you love direct democracy, you should want a more powerful state than a more powerful D.C., I would think.
I would think so, too. And, you know, I always like to call it States United, because that's the way we're supposed to be. Each sovereign state, each state is to be sovereign. And we united. The only reason we formed the federal government, the D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, is because we wanted them to centralize just a few things, like take care of the borders, for one, take care of the monetary system, for another, all those things that they're not doing while they're trying to manipulate, mandate, and regulate everything else in the states.
Exactly. Exactly. Very well said. And you know, and given our current administration's emphasis on energy security, energy dominance, and I've mentioned this before on your show, look at the situation we have in Iran. If the reports are true that there was even potential military strikes last night that were called off, oil should be back where it was at the Bush administration, $150 a barrel. And we're not seeing anything close to that. And the ones who are most beneficial
are the less fortunate in America this summer, who can still afford to run their AC and can still afford to fill their gas in their car. I was in rural New Mexico just yesterday, and gas was at one place $2.08 a gallon. I mean, that's remarkable for the beginning of summer with international tension that we are truly energy independent. And so
usually skyrockets.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you there?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd lost you there for a second.
Nope.
It normally skyrockets before vacation times in the summer, particularly before 4th of July. So it's astonishing that it is not doing that right now.
It really is. And it's just a great testament to the men and women who work in this industry, to their labor, to the entrepreneurs, to an administration that is allowing them to do what they do best, which is create jobs, which is discover these resources and grow our economy. You don't need a bureaucrat in D.C. to do that, and you don't need a bureaucrat in D.C. to determine what your environmental stewardship should be at your state level. Bring power back to the states. It's a great decision, and I do hope it ends this war on coal, which has decimated rural towns, including towns in your wonderful state, as well as Wyoming, all of Appalachia, New Mexico, et cetera. So it's a good decision by the president.
You know, it is. It's an excellent decision. But we're not going to, you know, the opposition isn't going to stop fighting. So we can't say this is a victory and just walk away because they're not going to stop. I don't know. You know, I don't understand their logic other than money. It always goes to money somehow. I don't believe for one second that Bloomberg is fighting the coal industry because he wants clean air. I don't believe that for one second.
Not
at
all.
There's money involved somewhere.
Exactly. For Bloomberg, if it's not money, because he certainly has plenty, it is power. Right, this $500 million he's going to spend to elect the candidates of his choice, well, he can control them, and they can dance to his little tune, and that's what he wants.
Whether it be coal or something else, right?
Exactly. And if you're a crazy lib in a blue or purplish district, and you think you can win the mayor's seat, but you just need the resources, how great is it to know you can go to Daddy Bloomberg and have his super PAC come in with hundreds of thousands of dollars and give you the victory? And now you're going to do Bloomberg's bidding. You're not going to do the bidding of the people in your district. You're beholden to a billionaire in New York City. And he has no problem with using his power and his money for that. I think that's thoroughly un-American.
You know, and that's the thing with Donald Trump when he was running for president the first time. He was using his own money. And, of course, I know he's fundraising now, I think, but he was using his own money, and he doesn't belong to anybody else. Nobody owns him. He doesn't have to answer to anybody except the American people who voted him into office. And I'm so appreciative of that. Yeah.
Well said.
I hear the music, and we're going into a weekend. Are you going to the beach again this weekend?
No, but I am going to celebrate one of my best friend's birthdays, and it'll be a fun weekend. So have a great
weekend. Oh, awesome.
Listeners.
Happy birthday to your best friend.
You, as always.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it so much. Appreciate it. We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth.
I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is open mic day, so we're going to go to the phone lines. We've got Neil from Missouri. He wants to talk about those gypsies, tramps, and thieves. Neil, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing all right. Kind of quit raining long enough to mow the grass yesterday.
I'm telling you what, it is dark here right now. We're getting a little bit of a storm coming through. Did we lose Neil? We must have lost Neil. He'll call back. I have here, as we were talking about the gypsies, tramps, and thieves. This is a story coming out of New York, and there's two stories coming out of New York. Bless their hearts. So let's talk about the first one. This is about a New York County clerk that is going to defy, and he is on his way to do it. He's getting in trouble. He's defying the state law giving licenses to illegal immigrants. It says Erie County Clerk Michael, they call him Mickey, Kearns, said he will not issue licenses to illegal aliens in defiance of a new New York law. Now, the new New York law, you say that three times really fast, is called the Green Light Bill, and he disapproves of it in a great way. He said Kern's letter to the Erie County Attorney, Michael Zaragoza expressed his discontent with the law's inconsistency to federal law. He also said, I will not be granting driver's license to illegal immigrants. Now, obviously, his job is going to be in jeopardy over this, but he's taking a stand. And, you know, folks, we need to take a stand. We have Neil back. Neil, did you hang up on me?
No, I'm not moving around. I'm just sitting in one spot, you know, so.
He just went blank all of a sudden.
I know. My phone's got plenty of bars on it, but maybe it's that storm between, me and you that's maybe affecting the towers or something.
Maybe it's those birds on the wire. You know, they used to have that commercial. That tells my age.
It's the Russians.
Russians. My phone's wireless, so wouldn't be a bird on the wire. It'd have to be a storm around the tower or something.
Yeah, well, we've got plenty of storms going around. So let's talk about the thieves.
Okay, the thieves. At least 40% of all crime committed in the United States are committed by people who are in the country illegally. So their first crime is being here illegally. Their second crime is, murder, rape, robbery, all the things that they commit. And I've known people personally. In fact, the first crime committed against me back in the 70s was by a Mexican that couldn't speak English and broke into my apartment and stole a bunch of stuff.
Mm.
So he got caught, but as far as I know, they never deported him. He was out on bond, still running loose. So, which, if a guy's in the country illegally, he shouldn't have a bond. Bond is for U.S. citizens, which now they routinely deny in the federal courts. So, your rights have most of them been taken away, but a lot of it, like you say, the people in here illegally have more rights than we do, is what it boils down to. As far as thieves, Bloomberg, you mentioned him, he's one of the biggest thieves in the country.
Oh, my gosh.
He's behind this shutting down the coal plants because, and this has already happened, when they bankrupted a bunch of the coal companies, who took them over? Who bought them up? Oil companies.
Yes, yes.
your people who run the coal companies are national rich people and the international rich people, and they're trying to put all the national rich people, take all their stuff. I mean, there's not much, they can't steal anything else from the poor. The poor don't have anything left. The middle class is becoming poor. We don't have much left. So it's now the international rich people ripping off the national rich people.
I have an article.
That's where the money is.
I have an article here from Power of the Future website this morning, and this is just in the latter part of the article. It says Bloomberg pledged $500 million to not only kill coal jobs across the country, but he also plans to attack natural gas. Keep in mind, the oil and natural gas industries have delivered thousands of jobs and billions of dollars to New York to New Mexicans, while Bloomberg's New York is forced to import their energy from Russia. I thought that was interesting. It says, sadly, it gets worse. Earlier this year, Bloomberg's groups were caught funding positions in attorney general offices across the country. Will Bloomberg's new next stop be funding positions in Albuquerque? And says, we doubt that will merit any announcement. But he's not doing this because he wants clean air. It's all about the money and power.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And there's absolutely no reason for New York or any state, for that matter, but especially New York, with their population and the amount of trash they generate, there's absolutely no reason for them to be importing energy. They generate enough trash in New York City alone to power that entire state. All they got to do is use, the coal-fired plants, which they used to have in New York. I don't know if they've still got any operational, but they could reopen them and burn trash in them, and that'll power the power of the state.
They ought to have plenty of that.
I mean, there's one city, I think it's Sacramento. I'm trying to remember. It was one of the cities in California expected to be energy independent by this time next year by burning trash. They set up a trash-fired plant, and they're going to be burning the city's trash to provide the power for their city. And this technology goes back to the 70s when I was in engineering school. So the technology for doing this has been around a long time. It's pretty simple. You just got to sort out the non-burnables from the burnables and separate your garbage from your trash like we used to do in St. Louis when I was a kid. You had a trash day when you set your dry trash out, and you had a garbage day when you set your garbage out. And it went two different places, so that you didn't have a lot of wet, nasty garbage mixed in the trash. But people got lazy, and they decided they just want to throw everything together in one can. So
Yeah, well, I grew up in Kansas City area, and we didn't sort it out like that. So that is kind of a unique thing. And, yeah, we ought to go back to that. I don't see if you're going to sort it out, might as well sort it out, right?
Absolutely.
Make use of it. Make use of it.
And then you recycle all the other stuff. The glass can be recycled, and all the metals can be recycled. But, again, where does that put the money? It puts the money in the pockets of the people doing the work here in this country. They don't want that. They want the money going out of the country in order to hide what they're doing with the inflation. You know, we've been exporting our inflation for 50 years now. But it's going to come home to roost. It is coming home.
Oh, yes. It is coming home to roost. Yes.
Right.
You're talking about garbage. Take me back a little ways. My mom used to make me help wrap the garbage. She saved newspapers, and we wrapped the garbage before we put it in the garbage bin.
Wrap your garbage?
We wrapped the garbage, so if there was potato peelings or whatever it was, she kept it in one thing, and then we put it in several pieces of newspaper, and we wrapped it up before we threw it away. We wrapped up the garbage.
I don't know if anybody else
wrapped their garbage, but Mama did.
but it all went out with your regular trash. It didn't go out in the stuff.
Yes, but it wasn't, because it was in the newspaper like that, it wasn't a bunch of, you know, we never, you know, there wasn't wet. Because it would have absorbed in the newspaper. We wrapped the garbage.
Right. Well, I grew a garbage garden when I was a kid. You know, I got to where I realized that if I buried the garbage in the backyard, it not only improved the soil, all kinds of things started growing out of it. I mean, I had peppers and tomatoes and melons and all kinds of things growing. That all I did was just bury the garbage. And every year I had a garbage garden growing.
That sounds pretty good. All right. I'm going to let you go, Neil. I appreciate the call, and thank you so much. And let's hope we can get the rain to stop here. Thank you. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, and pirates. That's what we're talking about today, and it is open mic. You can give us a call and talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have an article here in my hand about a New York man, 64 years old, that had to deal with home invaders. Home invaders. He tried to avoid them, but they kept coming at him. And he justifiably, according to the courts and according to the police, it was justifiable that he ended up having to shoot them. But now he's going to have to defend himself because they're coming after him, claiming he's perpetrated a felon with his gun. And I'll explain that when we come back. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese. Lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation
insulation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go straight to the phone lines before I start my article that I was going to share with you. Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today?
I'm just fine on this first day of summer. And how are you, Beth Ann?
Yeah, I'm good, too. Happy first
right.
day of summer.
Well, the year
are you
going to
balance an egg today?
Hadn't it?
Spring seemed
to have gone by just like that.
Oh, my gosh. And summer will, too. It'll be
sure
over.
Will.
I always say it's over after July 4th. It just seems like it's gone. If you haven't done anything by then, you're done.
Well, anyway. What I wanted to talk about today was outside money influencing local elections. Y'all were talking about Bloomberg paying money to influence elections all over the country. And I just heard on the news recently that Roy Moore is going to run for the Senate again in Alabama. And I thought it was interesting what I heard him. Heard it reported that he said he thinks that the people of Alabama don't like outside people coming in to influence their elections, and so he thinks that he has a chance to win the Senate, you know, if it's left up to the people of Alabama instead of outsiders coming in to try to you know, make him smear him, make him look bad, you know, pay lots of money to his opponent, whatever. And so this does seem to be a real big problem in the country today. So I just wanted to bring up the fact again that Melody Cederstrom used to have a partner on her financial show named Al Adesk, and he was concerned about this problem, and he thought up a solution that I thought was really good, and that was we should have a law that if you're not eligible to vote for a candidate, then you can't donate money to his election. In other words, only the people that live in the district, only the people that are eligible to vote for a candidate can donate money to the to their election. And I think that's a real good idea. You know, I think it makes a lot of common sense, you know, a straightforward common sense justice sort of idea. And so I wanted to mention it, you know, because I think it's
a good idea.
Always good to when we talk about a problem, let's bring up a solution to it. Let's talk up the solution. You know, that's one of the better solutions to this whole thing that I've ever heard. So I think one of the things about the left seems to be that, you know, whatever goal that they want, you know, whatever they want to accomplish, they'll come up with a plan, and then they'll all talk it up and talk it up and talk it up and talk it up and never stop talking it up. And, you know, eventually they seem to always pretty much get what they want. And conservatives, so often it looks to me like somebody will come up with a good idea to solve a problem, and then nobody repeats it. You know, people let it drop, and then they keep talking about the problem and talking about the problem, but never talk up a solution to it. So I wanted to talk up this solution to this problem, and hopefully, you know, more people will pick it up and talk it up. And, you know, if there's enough buzz, you know, amongst the population to get this done, you know, I think it's something that could be done.
You know, those who want to change this country, they don't want to do it for the better, but they want to change this country, and they have been after it for a long time. And like you said, they had a plan, not just one plan. They had a plan. And so they've been taking over the courts in different districts and different areas across the nation, across the states. And so they can get a judge to rule their direction. We've seen that go against President Donald Trump. And we've seen that, you know, that's why they rely so heavily on the Supreme Court. They want the Supreme Court to be full of people with an agenda and a narrative rather than those who want to adhere to a constitution. And Republicans and Democrats alike will do that as far as spending money to get people elected. When Claire McCaskill was wanting to be reelected here and she didn't make it, there was a lot of outside money coming in to get her reelected. And we had a Republican governor that a lot of outside money came in to get him elected, and he did get elected, and then he was forced to resign. And so we see that coming in and from all different directions, and I think people need to get wise that they're, it is nothing short of extortion. Bribery, whatever you want to call it, you know, because the people aren't going to be represented. And I think we talked about that earlier this week. You know, are we their careers? Because they're career politicians. They're not representing us. Joe, it's a great idea, and people need to be aware of where that money's coming from within your state for your state legislators or governors or mayors or whatever the case may be. Why do they want them there, senators and representatives? Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it so much. You know, in this article coming out of New York, and I also have the article about, the cross. And the Supreme Court ruled in favor that the cross could stay. It's in the case of the American Legion versus the American Humanist Association, which I think is a crazy title. The atheist group had sued seeking a removal of the 40-foot Peace Cross in Prince George's County, just outside Washington, D.C., contending that the World War I memorial was contrary to the separation of church and state. First of all, they need to show me where it says to separate the church and state. It says to keep the state out of the church. Anyway, they did rule in favor of it. But the fact that this is even making it to the Supreme Court, the fact that this lawsuit, how much money do you think was spent on this? You think these lawyers got a little bit rich on that? But they're not going to stop. They're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing until they get somebody somewhere on the Supreme Court that's going to rule their direction. That is your First Amendment right. You have the right to be religious or not be religious. But it is the right. And you can't make someone else remove their jewelry or remove a cross from a cemetery because you don't like it. That's not their First Amendment right, and it's not yours. I mean, it's their First Amendment right to be able to wear it, to be able to display it, to be able to pray in public. That is what the First Amendment says. It doesn't say, unless someone's offended. Doesn't say that. Well, real quickly, we're just about out of time. This gentleman in New York, he ended up having to, and it's really an interesting article about what all he went to. He did not want to shoot these people. He was hoping they would go away. He was 64 years old. He had a gun. The gun was his father's, and he left it to him. But now he's being held with a felony charge because he didn't get the correct permit for that gun. And now he has to be defended himself. His father had the gun registered. Everything was done legally. It was a legal gun. But the 64-year-old man, he inherited it from his father, and he didn't have the permit for the gun himself. Second Amendment shall not be infringed. Somebody comes in your house. You have a gun. It was your dad's. You've got it in a drawer. It's your only way of survival. You don't want to shoot these guys. They were in the garage. You hope they'd go away. You let them know you were there. You hope that would scare them away. But it didn't. They came at you. Aggressively came at you. He had to shoot two of them. And they died. And now, the police said he was justified in shooting. His life was in danger. But now they've slapped him with a felony charge. My friends, gypsies, tramps, and thieves, and pirates are taking away your rights. Do you ever wonder why? It's time that you stood for your rights and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com. There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.